The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
You know what it is, another episode of Big Facts. DJ Scream is here, Big Bank is here. We got a special guest about to tap in with us in a few. But first, what's up, man? What's up, Bank? I ain't talked to you in a minute. We've been talking to all these artists. How you been, bro? What's popping with you?
Quarantining.
Staying out the way?
Hell yeah, man. Bro, this shit is crazy, man.
You got that 1200 yet?
How do you get it? I want it. Shit, how you get it? They said they were getting nigga 10,000 shit for their business.
I ain't got none of that. I got my account.
How you get it? That's what I'm saying. Everybody, I don't know no nigga who got it.
I gave them all.
I know niggas got corona, but I don't know no niggas who got no money from this shit.
Right. Facts. Big facts. Hey, Trump, we want our 1200, man. Don't forget about the little people.
Man, send us about 5-6 Bow Wow, man. Niggas who been working, grinding and shit. You need to send niggas some money, man.
And people who pay people. We pay people. You know what I'm saying? We be looking out for people. We cut them Zelles and them checks and them PayPals. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. They saying they finna push niggas, really, I guess, experiment with niggas Friday, right?
Friday was, yes. Oh, yeah. Like, well, Monday. Yeah,
Monday.
Monday, yeah. Because they're out. It's open. People getting haircuts. All that shit. Not me, clearly.
My barbershop never closed, though.
Your barbershop? You still been going to them?
Hell nah, I'm cutting my own shit.
Yeah, I can't do no barbershop. That's a little too... Nah, I ain't ready for that.
My wife cut my shit, man.
Yeah, for real. Like, not no barbershop, not no club. I can't do that quite yet. I ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying?
This shit been helping me get my mind right, man. I've been got that exercising all kind of shit, man. I might come out this shit goddamn right, man.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for a nigga who can't sit down and think of a plan to get him on a back road while he just sitting.
You know, the other thing that get me, bro, is like, you can't sit down and be amongst yourself. Like, you not like yourself that much to where you can't spend some time with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill out, bro. Think. Fuck with your...
Figure this shit out, man. Niggas got to figure this shit out, bro.
Figure this shit
crazy out here, man. Like, shit, just imagine niggas who's already fucked up trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's extra fucked up on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They say they're running out of food in the food banks. You know what I'm saying? They say
what the fuck is a food bank?
The food bank is the place where they go feed like underprivileged people, homeless people, kids. Because, you know, a lot of kids want to go to school to get that meal. That lunch, that's part of their shit. You know what I'm saying? The parents ain't got to worry about a shit like that, but...
How the fuck they running out of food? What I'm saying? How they running out of food? What they mean, running out of food?
Man, we gonna chop it some more about it, man. We got a special guest tapping in with us right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if we can get this right. Yes, we got him in the building on Big Facts.
What's up with it, King?
Where's Khalifa, man?
Y'all hear me?
Connected to his audio. You good, man? Happy belated 420, brother.
Oh, for sure, man. Thank you. Y'all too.
How was
it? What's going on with it, fella? You good?
It was really good. I'm amazing. How y'all feeling, bro?
Bless.
Look like you quarantining, doing the right thing.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm staying away from everybody, dog. That's mandatory right now.
Yeah.
We still in phase one. Until we enter phase two, I'm in the house.
Man, you know down here they finna open us up.
When they doing that?
Georgia this week now.
Like, I honestly wouldn't mind. Ooh. See, it sounds about right.
What you mean you wouldn't mind? You don't think you think we in the clear?
Realistically speaking, there's no cap on this thing. It's going to spread. It's going to get to where it's going to get. The thing that people have to do is take precaution. So the next phase is when you leave your house, you have to wear a mask or you're going to get infected/reinfected. Mm. So I feel like as long as people wear masks, don't touch each other, go through extensive, you know what I mean, wash your hands, clean up, we should be all right. To get to the next phase where we're in bigger rooms, going to concerts, doing things like that. But just being able to leave the house and being able to link up with the homies and go do things that you're supposed to do, I'm not mad at that at all.
Okay.
These ain't never stopped doing that, though.
We did.
I did, but I'm saying, like, I know niggas be out there.
And they got corona.
Right. Yeah, niggas ain't gonna never find out because they ain't gonna never go to the hospital.
But they'll be dead.
Oh, man.
This shit ain't killing everybody, though.
And about 5-10%. I don't want to take them risks.
I'll be the nigga with the mask on alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We need that.
I'll be the nigga in the house, man. You know what I mean? Unless I got me a plate. Fuck that. If I ain't got no plate, I'm in the house, man.
Yeah, the crib.
What we spend out on this shit for?
Yeah, I like to be in the house, too, anyway. You know, I don't like to be controlled. So it's like, you know, you can or you can't go to these places. That's more or less what I want to be lifted is like the rules. And but the safety, like, yeah. People should take precautions regardless.
Yeah. As a smoker, when everything started and they talk about how this particularly fucks, I guess, with the respiratory and the lungs, did that fuck with you at all? Or you was just like, it is what it is?
I knew that was bullshit.
Mm.
Weed cures everything, and smoking weed isn't bad for you. Actually, inhaling smoke, you know, is not good for you. But to me, you know, it just makes your lungs better. You're able to handle shit. And if you can't inhale a joint, then you might know that you have corona. But if I'm sitting there smoking a pound a day, I know I ain't got that motherfucker. So, you know what I'm saying?
Pound a day.
Man.
You say you blowing a pound a day?
Nah, I'm smoking a pound in a week.
Hmm.
Yeah, yep.
The last time I sat with you, we already talked about can't nobody outsmoke Wiz. But now all the hit battles is going on. So let's shift it a little bit, man. Wiz Khalifa versus who, hit for hit? What do you think would be a good vibe? We just saw Teddy and Babyface go crazy the other day.
I'll have to let the people set that up, man. I'm a minute, but I'll let the people set that up.
Wiz versus Snoop for King of Stoners.
Man, you goddamn.
Would you do Snoop?
The King of Stoners?
Or the King of Smokers, or the King Hits. Fuck it, just hits.
Would I smoke with Snoop?
Well, no. We know you. We already had that convo last
time. Would I go again?
Hit for hit.
Would I go hit for hit against Snoop?
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that? You think he got more hits?
No. Yeah.
Okay. No, you got cushion orange juice. You got black and yellow. You got we the boys got a lot of hits.
I got a lot of hits.
Keeping that shit tall though, man.
Huh?
You said you got a lot of hits, but what?
So you keeping that shit all the way tall, all the way real?
I think Snoop got more for sure.
Hmm. So what you think, Bang, Wiz, and 2 Chainz, some shit like that?
I think anything would be fun. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think anything would be
fun. Because you don't got to play. You got to play like 10 to 20 songs, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got 10 to 20 bangers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That shit would be hard. I think that's the good shit they doing with that battle shit.
Yeah. That's the best part of this quarantine.
I love 2 Chainz' whole catalog. You know what I mean? Yeah, 2 Chainz' whole catalog is banging, bro.
That's hometown.
This give you a lot of time to spend with. Obviously, you spend a lot of time with Bash, but has this been giving you a lot of good quality time to really rock with your son, Bash?
Yeah, man, it's been good, bro. Because you know, even with him not being in school, it's just a new day and age that we live in, where we're our kids' biggest influence. And, you know, I take that as a special time and something that I should take full advantage of. And we're enjoying every minute of it. And, you know, I remember being home with my dad when I wanted to work and wanted to, you know what I mean, kind of like become my own individual. And he's 7 years old. He's getting that time with me now. So it could only come out good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, that's dope. the saga of Wiz Khalifa, man. What separate this from the other projects you put out?
This one, the thing that separates this, I feel, is this was going to put me into the next phase of my career. I've had a lot of different moments that put me in phases of my career where people can identify with and they can mark and stamp and monument and be like, this is when Wiz went here. And for the saga with Leaf, I put so much attention to the records and the team of people that I worked with to get the album out and just the whole process. You know, it just reminds me of what I want to do moving forward. And not only that, I think the fans are going to take a lot away from it of where they're going to want that from me more and more. So, you know, beginning the saga of Wiz Khalifa with this first one, seven songs that I'm really, really confident in. And, you know what I mean, seven songs that I just know are going to hit people over the head. I felt like it was the perfect way to, you know what I mean, crank that bitch back up.
The features was crazy, too. I mean, from Made the Stallion, the feature list was just religious. Yeah,
that's why I said everybody involved is what really made this project special and totally different from my other projects. And, you know, moving forward, I see the value of, you know, taking the time and making sure that the right team is in place to make each project really dope.
Mm. Thanks.
Bro, as a cannabis connoisseur and just a cool dude, does Wiz, can you recall a time when you were angry? Like, do you get angry?
I don't really identify with anger. I identify with frustration, but because I'm an artist and, you know, there are some things that you have to teach yourself to be patient about. Mm. And that's what I've learned. It's a process, you know, but I just do everything out of love and I kind of just vibe with people and more or less what your story is or how you've been, you know what I mean, through your day rather than focus on myself. Mm. And, you know, I'm a firm believer of if you want to be happy, you'll truly just be happy. So that's the energy that I put out.
Mm. Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real.
And then you always... Go ahead.
What's some of the shit you feel like all this corona shit took away from just your life in general?
It didn't at all. I actually realized that I've been quarantined pretty much my entire adult life. especially being in the studio, you know, working on a bunch of projects. I've been making mixtapes since I was 14 years old. So, you know, constantly creating projects or constantly being on the road, you know, that's been my life. And that doesn't have too much outside contact. I think the only thing that's missing right now is really like the club and restaurants, and that's not a big deal to me. You know what I mean? I could still get work done from home because I put myself in a position where, you know, whatever happens out there doesn't affect my, you know, my business. And I still have my inner circle of people who are really, really important to me and who I can reach out to when I need them and they could do the same. So I'm not
performing though, right?
Yeah, not performing, that kind of sucks. I think that sucks more, I feel like, for other people because concerts are so good and it gives people an outlet to enjoy themselves. But my income doesn't, you know, rely solely on performing. Like I said, I put myself in position to be able to, you know what I mean, get income from a lot of different areas other than just music. So while this is chilling, I have other businesses that are doing their thing. So, you know, being prepared for situations like this is, you know, really a part of, like, the whole process of coming up in this game. Like, you could either blow it while you have it or you could save it for later. And this is times when saving it for later really, really counts.
Yeah, a lot of these niggas fucked up right now, bro.
Yeah, a lot of them.
A lot of these niggas done fucked their money up, bro, on that shit, bro. That shit crazy, bro.
It's gonna get worse.
What's your opinion on them big ass blunt? Like niggas be rolling them big ass fat ass blunt. You be smoking them?
Yeah. I got a 7-gram joint right here that my boy Exhibit, he sells these. They're called napalms. That's like 7 grams of kush, a gram of live resin, all wrapped in a lift ticket paper. I smoked like 4 of these yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yep.
Crazy.
You can smoke with them,
big baby. I can't inhale all that shit in one time.
Come on, man. You got to smoke with the big dogs one time.
Nah, I can't. My lungs ain't built for that shit. That's why I ain't outside playing with Corona. My lungs and shit ain't built for all that smoke.
Smoking puppy chow, man. Expand them lungs.
About 2 grams in a blunt.
2 grams of what?
We smoke wedding cake in the biscotti.
Oh, that sounds good.
You fuck with that biscotti?
Yeah, yup. I like the wedding cake better, though.
Yeah, nah, the biscotti the one, though. I fuck with that biscotti shit.
Yeah, yup.
It's quarantine shit, man. It's crazy, man. But hey, man, like you said, you gotta be prepared for this kind of shit.
Yeah, it's cool, bro. Being aware is everything. And you gotta read up, you gotta watch the stuff they put on the internet. You gotta pay attention to the things that they're saying. Everything isn't true, but you definitely gotta develop your own opinion on what's going on around you and just stay well informed.
What you think was the smartest decision you made in your rap career?
I was going to say something funny to me, but that's not a good joke. The smartest decision I made is probably getting a good lawyer before I started becoming really, really popular.
You should have a lawyer. People be running, like, people I'll be trying to help with their music career. They want a publicist. They want all this shit. But you should have a lawyer first. That's what I tell everybody. Don't do nothing till you got a lawyer.
You got to have a business lawyer. You got to have a criminal lawyer as well. Mm. Even if you're not a criminal. You know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody.
As a rapper, they sometimes just make you a criminal. So.
You got to have a paid up lawyer that you have a relationship with that has your back and that is going to secure your safety and your freedom and your family.
Facts.
And all of that stuff. Your criminal lawyer and your business lawyer together, and you stay set. So that was one of the best things I did.
Now I see that shirt, man. Did you get to watch the Michael Jordan Last Dance? The beginning?
Nah, I put the shirt on because I'm gonna be watching the Michael with my shirt on, smoking a joint like this.
Yeah. What you feel about the? Not get into it in Twitter all the time. What you feel about the LeBron Michael Jordan debates, man?
What's the debate?
Well, the debate is the greatest of all time. And I tell people, like, we can't take nothing from what LeBron has done for sure. But I don't think nobody done did what Jordan done did on the court, off the court, his sneakers, his championships. Like, he's the greatest of all time to me.
To me, it's not really fair to, like, label somebody the greatest of all time because that takes away from the work that so many people, like, did to pave the way.
Dr. J and Magic Johnson.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, he was fucking sweet before Michael Jordan was anything. Mm. So Michael Jordan is the GOAT, but there are other GOATs. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he is a GOAT of his time. You know what I mean? And I don't think that people should take away from LeBron by trying to compare him to Jordan because he's going to have his own legacy. And the same thing with Kobe, you feel me? Like, his legacy is totally different from Jordan's. And to me, it's way more important to let people, definitely be the second coming of somebody or let them remind you of them, but let them live in their own, you know. And LeBron, to me, is no Jordan. Like, he's not Jordan. He's LeBron.
He's LeBron.
And it's not safe to put an argument together based around who's doper.
Why you think he got something? Why you think his shoes ain't never gonna stop selling ever? Like, there's no product. His shoes, Michael Jordan shoes. There's no product that's ever sold.
Culture.
Yeah, for sure.
It lives through, you know what I'm saying, through time. It's like a car at this point. It's like a coach. You know what I mean? Like, that's what a Jordan is. I compare the, it's branding. You dig what I'm saying? And it takes a long time for people to trust the brand, but when they do, if like Rolex. You dig what I mean? Like, that's a brand. You feel me? And Jordan, he put himself up there. He took his name and he made it something that people trust so much.
Mm. For real.
That's hard, man. Well, have you, like, have you ever gotten, like, well, obviously you have, like, threats, like, street shit, like, people?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
I'm just saying, you ain't never had nobody just go crazy on the internet talking crazy or anything. I don't know anybody. I don't know why anybody would want a problem with Wiz, but.
No, I don't, man. I've been blessed enough to not experience any of that, man.
Dope.
Man.
Yeah. That's dope. That's dope. Is there still somebody that you have not got a chance to tap in and work with yet? I'm trying to think in my head somebody I would want you to collab with, but I feel like you pretty much knocked most of them down.
I already been trying to get this Jay-Z feature for the longest, man. When I put the whole track together, y'all wait till that shit come out. That's going to be crazy. Mm. Jay-Z is like the top of the top for me of getting a song done. With at some point.
Okay. Yeah, that's hard. You met him though, right?
Numerous times.
Numerous times, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Movies, film, any more of that coming?
Yeah, definitely more movies coming up. Right now, more importantly, I got a show on Fox. It's a cartoon. It's called Duncanville, and we just wrapped up the first season. We're about to start the second season. It comes on Sundays at 7:30. So I play a character on there. His name is Mr. Mitch. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm on Fox.
Okay.
Yep.
It's big.
It is.
Wiz going to make the moves. Wiz always making some type of move. You can believe that.
For sure. I record that at the crib.
Yeah.
All I really can't stop that check from coming.
But it's just voice. It's a voiceover.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you did the voiceover.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say it's dropped?
We just wrapped up the first season. The first season started in January and went all the way through March. And the second season is about to start really soon. I don't think we have a release date for the second season. But we got picked up and we already started recording in the first couple episodes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. Hey, y'all make sure y'all check out the Saga of Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? That's out there now. He dropped that on 420, man. Any final words for everybody while they going through this corona and this quarantine shit, man? You want to put some motivation out there?
Yeah, shit. Keep your family safe. Keep your family close. Follow the guidelines. Stay informed. Fuck what they say. Weed's not bad for you.
We talked about this the last episode, too. Have you smoked the Corona strand?
No. They have a Corona strand?
Don't they got a Corona strand bank? Oh, that's
I'm sure they do.
Man, you know how they have all that different shit out there like that. You know, niggas, you know, some of that shit came out. Niggas, it's all Corona strand.
They'll name anything, but I'm out here with the growers. I haven't heard anybody growing anything Corona-related. Hmm. They would have to just take something that was already grown and name it that.
Nah, that's what they do all the time.
Yeah, like the time frame, it's only been like a month since we've been quarantined. So you can't just like grow quarantine weed 3 months from now, you know what I mean? Maybe, but right now I don't think so.
So you think it's some bootlegging going on there? That's what it sounds like.
I mean, you know, they take the label off, make your own label and slap that on there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is marketing. Like you said, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know they're going to come with it off the rip. But
as long as you got one of those little baggies with a name on it, people is going to think it's that anyway.
Yeah.
While we smoking, niggas don't really give a fuck.
Sad.
Hey, Wiz, we appreciate you, man. Much continued success to you. You always been real solid, man. And anytime you need us, bro.
Being a legend, you too, for being a pioneer, for bringing so many people in the game, being a part of Taylor Gang's success. You did Juicy's early mixtapes when he was coming back into the game.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate
respect.
Business-wise and as a fan, bro, because, you know, those days we was just coming out of the crib and out of the streets and just was working with our favorite people at the time. And you was always one of the people who never acted shady and just always gave us, you know what I mean, your time, your voice, or whatever we needed, beats, whatever, man. So I appreciate you too, bro.
Nah, much love. Salute, 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 man. Wiz Khalifa on Big Facts.
No doubt.
You know what it is.
Search.
All right, Bank. Y'all be safe, man.
Be safe, man. Love.
Scream. Peace out.
Shouts to Wiz Khalifa tapping into Big Facts, man. You know what I'm saying?
One of the coolest niggas on the planet.
Gotta love Wiz.
That nigga cool as a fool, man.
The coolest. The coolest.
You gotta be a real fuck nigga just to try to diss Wiz Khalifa or something like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Wiz,
he just said, I don't say he ain't never went through that shit.
Yeah, I mean, he just be on this cool shit. He ain't bothering nobody.
Nah, for real. No. But we on screen.
So we was talking about.
Gotta cut out. We need to keep going. Let's keep going.
Let's keep going, man. But open back up. So you ain't with this shit. I ain't with this shit.
Man, they trying to bring Pat to my goddamn. First we was trying to get a date for the shit show. I'm like, man, I ain't finna be the first nigga pile niggas up and get niggas ass coughing on each other and shit.
Don't be that trendsetter.
Everybody came to the same conclusion. Him and everybody like, man, hell nah. I ain't been trying to bring no beat, because they say they opening up theaters where they done open.
Yeah, they talking about.
They trying to experiment, bro.
This shit messed up, man. That shit messed up. I'm probably going to be out.
Coming out.
Oh, you know me, bro. I left the house about 40 days. You see me? I don't leave the house. If Amazon don't bring it and Uber Eats don't bring it, it ain't happening.
A lot of people be talking about Amazon. I be going to get my shit, though. I be mashed up and shit, gloves.
Yeah, I just don't trust it.
But I think though, if you take precautions and y'all never stay away from niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I got
when you do, you got a little 6 feet shit on the floor and shit, you know what I'm saying? When niggas don't supposed to be walking by each other and shit.
Hey, you know how we go out and we buy, like, some jewelry, some diamonds, and it be the top-end diamonds and all that shit. I'm waiting for the top-end mask. I want the best mask money can buy.
Yeah, shit ain't seeping. Ain't nothing seeking in there. Ain't nothing. You can breathe normal and everything. You
can't breathe in that motherfucker. Then we can.
Yeah, that's how the mask is. Like, you really can't breathe in them bitches, man.
That's the mask you want. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep it on the up. And like I said before, man, it ain't really about me. It's about I don't want to get the shit and spread it to no older people and no shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just a real tricky virus. That's my
shit crazy, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. I think niggas just got to stay prayed up and stay out the way, man. Just keep living life.
Yeah.
And figure it out, shit. It's still shit. It's some billionaires going to come out of this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some niggas going to figure out how to get some real money during these times, man. So I feel like niggas need to be on that. Figure out how to got them reinvent yourself and get a different bag, a bigger bag. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Imagine you can have your trap going at home, 100%, the money going at home, and then you get back out, and you got that going too. See what I'm saying? You double it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Double.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just got to use your time to think, yeah. I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Think and execute. I want to put that shit into play. So soon the day this shit open up, you got you some shit ready to make some money off of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying when they open it up for real, once they got vaccines and all that, whatever they supposed to have. You know what
next year.
Yeah, exactly. 2021. You got to get on 2021, 2022 shit. Like, you got to plan like that. Mm. You can't plan goddamn just for 2-3 months. You got to plan ahead, all the way ahead, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we
damn sure ain't playing. This one part of nobody playing right here. You know what I'm saying?
Playing this shit. We supposed to be outside. We was Big Facts live at wherever. Well, come on. Man.
Come on, man. That shit crazy, but it is what it is, though.
Yeah. Another thing.
Got to be able to chest.
Gotta be able to adjust, bro. A lot of people been hitting me saying appreciate that game early on. You gotta just adjust, man. I think I ain't gonna lie, like, I ain't saying we're the first niggas on Zoom, but I think Zoom need to cut us one now. I see a lot of zooming going on.
Oh nah, they got them zoom running with their knees up. They running off with that shit.
Yeah, a lot of zooming going on.
And that's how it go when you trendset, man. Like, everything, man. We just gotta goddamn try shit. We gonna go out there, regardless of whatever we doing. We just gonna go out there. Maybe that shit make another y'all nigga go out there.
Yeah.
Go out there with whatever. know what I'm saying? Shit, you can't be mad at a nigga for goddamn seeing a great idea and goddamn, you know what I'm saying, Zoom Nation.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, making it happen. Hey, we be looking at some of the DMs in the comments. We appreciate all the love for Big Facts. We can't see all of them, but one thing we wanted everybody to know, our website is coming, like, real soon.
Merch
is coming, like, real soon. Like, y'all be surprised how soon that's coming. You know what I mean? To reinstate the purpose of Big Facts, because a lot of people be putting a lot of mess in the DMs. We are not here for no mess, bro. We're here for factual truth. Let niggas speak their truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we kicked this shit off. We didn't kick this shit off for it to be no soap opera, no tabloid, to put people against each other. That ain't what we doing it for.
Facts.
We ain't clickbaiting. Facts. We doing all right, and we ain't clickbaiting.
Nah, real shit. We ain't trying to goddamn, nigga, you leave our show, you got a beef, nigga, real beef. Like, niggas really dying out here by saying niggas' names on records and shit, or nah, all that shit. Niggas will pull up on you and spray your ass, like, either side. So I ain't trying to get no young niggas killing each other, man. It's too much money.
Yeah, it's too much money.
Get the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't finna be asking no nigga. Man, if a nigga come volunteer, we gonna goddamn show entertain a nigga volunteer, but
that's your
I ain't trying to lead no nigga to talking about no bullshit, bro.
Yeah, that's your truth. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you're on your mind, then you feel free to do that. But we ain't on that. Why y'all ain't try to...
Special Bone know you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, when my partners come on the show, you know what I'm saying? These niggas be my partners, so we be talking about shit. They got something to do with all type of shit, but the streets know it, niggas, you know what I'm saying? But it be coded up, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't trying to goddamn niggas be having real beef and try to stir up that shit. That shit lying to me.
That shit.
Now, if niggas just come on here and just say what he want to say about a nigga, that's his business. Yeah, that's his business, man. We don't encourage violence, man. We don't encourage none of that sucker shit, man. So y'all niggas might as well go on and go back to the mother nigga shit. Y'all want the niggas to be goddamn stirring up shit. That ain't Big Facts, man.
Yeah. We started
trying to goddamn help these artists help us. You know what I'm saying?
Platform for truth. Another thing is hitting Bank, hitting me, hitting everybody about who you want to see on Big Facts. Hit them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hit them niggas and tie it all in, because we, you know, respectfully, we ain't chasing nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want people, everybody who's been on Big Facts has felt like it's been an honor to be on Big Facts, and we feel like it's been an honor to fuck with them niggas and have a real conversation with them niggas, dude. So
it's real strange.
We just remind the niggas, because niggas forget and they get in them DMs and be crazy.
Man, Big Facts, man. I can't wait till we get back goddamn in the studio, man. Go up, like you said, man. But once again, man, we trying to goddamn really get niggas to squash shit, man. That's the mission, man. When I leave Atlanta, man, I won't goddamn, and it's going to be in a box. The only way I'm leaving Atlanta, I'm going to stay here forever. But when I want these folks to put a street name after me or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas tried to bring peace. Niggas ain't trying to do that, bro. Bring peace, bro. Peace, you get the dollars with peace, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I like challenges, so it's a lot harder to make peace than make war. It's easy to make war.
That shit comes with it, though. Like I tell these young niggas, man, like, you ain't got to look for goddamn. Why you gonna waste up all your blessings getting away with this bullshit when you in the wrong? You just doing shit to niggas, you in the wrong. You getting away. But sooner you in the right and a nigga play with you, you go to jail forever. You know what I'm saying? Because you wasting up all your energy with this bullshit with niggas that don't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So if all the small confrontation, man, that shit don't be about nothing, for real. You know what I'm saying? Nigga want some money, man. What the money?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, times like this, corona shit going on. Niggas was fucked up before this shit, so you know these niggas fucked up why this shit going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas really, really about to goddamn lose their motherfucking mind, man.
Yeah.
This shit crazy, man. I don't wish no bad on no nigga, man. No female, nobody, no kid, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? It been time, niggas done been on some other shit, but, bro, that shit, man, niggas gotta grow up.
Yeah. And focus on what matters.
Yeah, bro, this shit is time to think, man. All this shit, man, niggas gotta come to their senses, bro. Like, I got to, you need to do it, man. Cause none of this shit don't even matter right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll call Jerry, close, none of this shit don't matter.
Yeah.
This shit don't even matter at a time like this. This shit don't even matter. Like, you got to start thinking like what matters. That yeah. shit don't even matter, bro. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. You just got it. You can take some Instagram pictures of the shit or whatever. Like, that shit don't mean shit, though.
Yeah. It ain't even real. Holds no value.
That shit don't mean shit, bro.
Yeah.
That shit don't mean shit, bro.
Y'all don't know this, bro. Y'all focus on what matters, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully by the next episode, we'll get our stimulus checks. I want my goddamn check.
Man, they say you really can't be, you gotta be real, real fucked up to get that $1,200. Like, man, you can't make a certain amount of money, I think.
I paid them folks.
Them folks saying you gotta be able to be making like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year or some shit to get that, right?
I hope that ain't, no, I want my
$1,200. That's it. I think that's it. It's a cap on that shit. But I know some folks got it, though. I know a couple of niggas got that shit.
Yeah, it came straight to their bank account.
It just popped up in the nigga bank account.
Yeah, we want
that shit, man. I don't even know. I know my shit ain't even hooked up to get no 12, no nothing. I ain't gave them that. I know they ain't finna give me shit.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Final words, bro. Final words.
For sure. Man, hey, man. I say, goddamn, what you said, niggas got to what? Adjust.
Adjust. We've been adjusting.
Adjust, man.
And if you started,
adjust, man.
You already adjusted. So the kids don't wait till tomorrow. Just adjust that shit, man. Adjust that hustle.
When that merch coming again, man? Because I need some of this merch, man.
Merch coming. Shouts to my dog. Shouts to Remo. The merch is coming ASAP. Before they even know it, we gonna have some merch.
Nah, for sure. Nah, shout out to everybody, man. Prayers to everybody, family. I hope everybody doing good. I appreciate all the texts I get from all my friends and shit. Man, send some love out there, man. I hope everybody's safe, man. Don't be fooled by that shit rushing back out there, man. Let's see what's going on with this shit first.
Yeah, let everybody else be the guinea pig then.
Yeah, let's see what else going on first, like, because they open all the shit that we go to.
Hell yeah. And I ain't saying they opening that, but Atlanta is part of Georgia. So, man, we don't need to do this shit yet. If Keisha said don't do it, damn it. Follow Keisha.
Man, and they got to go with their first nine. Like, you know, damn well, like, they open them beaches up too, though.
In Florida, I'm interested to see how Florida look in a couple weeks.
Florida and South Carolina.
Yeah. All down here in the South, man.
Niggas just need to fall back and see how that shit work out for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And following up, you take a while, so fall back. It might be good for the first week. I think the first week, I'm like, oh, shit. And week two, three hit. Oh, no.
Man, well, be safe, man. Mask up, whatever.
Yeah. For sure. We probably going to get some big, fast masks, too. I'm going to look into that.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But
ASAP.
It's hard. Gloves too, goddamn.
Yeah, we need all that. The website is coming quicker than
peace and love to you.
Much love, salute, man. Appreciate Wiz Khalifa too. Tapping in, Big Facts.
Follow Big Facts on social media @BigFactsPod.